Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2023. In our technical pulse section, Phillips Security Research Analyst Zane Aw has a buy on Mapletree Industrial Trust. You can buy at 2.32 Singapore dollars, the stop loss 2.26 Singapore dollars, and you can take profit at 2.58 Singapore dollars. The expected timeline of the trade is 13 weeks from the date of report issuance. For the week four equity strategy from Paul Chu, Phillips Securities head of research, we still think the rebound in REITs can continue. Dividends and valuations reported so far have been stable. The Singapore office cap rate expansion was only 5 BPS. The worst affected rate are UK office buildings with a 17 to 28 BPS increase. Logistics rents are stable except for tier two city locations in China. With inflation and interest rates peaking, property valuations can trove. REITs also act as a hedge against slowing economic conditions, with rents less cyclical. But it is not champagne wishes and caviar dreams for REITs. Interest rates will be a headwind for the next 2 years as hedges start to unwind and rates are refinanced at much higher levels. In the U.S., Wall Street stocks were mixed at the end of a choppy session Tuesday as investors digested an uneven set of results from U.S. corporate giants, including Verizon and 3M. Verizon jumped 2.0% after scoring higher revenues on strong subscriber trends, while 3M dived 6.2% as it announced job cuts in the wake of a weak macroeconomic outlook. Zilingo Private Limited is set to enter liquidation, capping a months-long crisis that shocked Asia's technology and startup industries. The liquidation comes after Zilingo creditors Varde Partners and Indies Capital Partners found a buyer for some of its assets, the people said. Those assets have been transferred to the new owner for an undisclosed purchase price, they said. Zilingo was valued at close to $1 billion U.S. in a 2019 funding round. Yongnam Holdings on January 19th entered into a loan agreement as well as a conditional subscription agreement with UEM Assets on January 19th. The loan agreement is for a term loan of $3 million, while the conditional subscription agreement is for UEM Assets to subscribe $20 million worth of new ordinary shares in Yongnam Holdings. Savannah Industrial REIT's substantial shareholder, Volair Group, on Friday launched a voluntary conditional offer to acquire an additional 10% of Savannah units at 0.465 Singapore dollars per unit. The offer price represents a premium of 9.4% over the volume-weighted average price on January 20th. Activist investor Elliott Management has made a multi-billion-dollar investment in cloud-based software firm Salesforce, according to people familiar with the matter. Shares of the company rose more than 3% in pre-market trading on Monday. Phillips Security Research Analyst Amber Shaw says Elliott Management hasn't revealed the details about its investment in the cloud-based software giant Salesforce. Previously, the hedge fund has taken activist stakes in PayPal, Pinterest, and AT&T. Elliott usually pushes the companies for operational improvements, including cost reductions, replacing senior executives, real estate consolidation, and selling off businesses. For instance, PayPal expects to reduce expenses by about $900 million in the second half of 2022, driven in part by Elliott's strategic partnership. The US dollar hovered near 9-month lows against the euro and surrendered recent gains against the yen on Tuesday, as traders weighed up the diverging economic outlooks for the United States and Europe. The dollar index, which measures the U.S. currency's performance against a basket of six major currencies, edged up 0.1% to 102.07, narrowly avoiding last week's 7.5-month lows. Apple is looking to boost production in India to about a quarter of its global total, one of the country's top government officials said, as the U.S. tech giant seeks to diversify from its main manufacturing hub in China. As part of the plan, the company's committed that as much as 20% of iPhone volume will take place in India by the end of March 2026. Google's chief executive officer told employees on Monday that job cuts of around 6% were made in a bid to act decisively as the company's growth slowed. Google said on Friday that it would eliminate about 12,000 jobs, becoming the latest tech giant to retrench after years of abundant growth and hiring. Microsoft is investing $10 billion in OpenAI, whose artificial intelligence tool, ChatGPT, has lit up the internet since its introduction in November, amassing more than 1 million users within days and touching off a fresh debate over the role of AI in the workplace.